Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Harley started a intro Patreon. I gave him a good pledge. I think a couple other people pledged. And then he doesn't do an intro. What the hell? Come on, Harley. I emailed him. I really hope nothing's wrong. Because I emailed him, didn't get a response, which is not normal. So here's hoping that everything's cool with Harley and he just has something going on this week or something. So who knows? Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers, everyone. Thoughts and prayers. Thanks, Harley, for that intro. I hope everything turns out to be okay. All right, so this is, I've waited as late as I could tonight for two reasons. One was, like I just said, I was trying to see if I'd hear back from Harley. Another is I ate some, Mexican food, like sort of fast food Mexican food earlier, and then I just was throwing up for a while. Like, I'm not feeling good, so I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure if it's what I ate or just some weird thing, but so I was trying to get that going, but the show must go on. I've waited as late as I possibly can, and now I have to do an episode. Now, fortunately, I was looking at the book. I did a bit extra last week. The episode, I think, was a bit long, if not lengthwise. Actually, I think it was long lengthwise. Let me see here. Just curious. Yeah, it was about normal, but text wise it was a little long, and so this week I think should be a little shorter. I'm not sure. One chapter is really long. We only have three chapters. One is super short. The middle one is really long. So those are probably even out, and then the last one is normal. So I hope I don't. Oh man, we'll see if I can get through. I promise no on-air puking. I can't not talk about it, so that's going to happen. I will, but I can promise you guys no on-air throwing up sounds. So that should help. I know some people will probably respond just to talking about it. You know, this is something I don't think has come up on my show in all my years of doing 172 episodes over the course of 3 or 4 years or whatever it is. I don't think I've ever been like throwing up during a show, probably because I was never on a deadline for most of it. It was more self-imposed, but now I'm on a deadline, guys. Got to do it. All right. So, and then also, I believe it's 25 episodes till the New Testament is the count. 25 sodes. Yep. So there you go. 25 sodes. Ezekiel 15. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work, or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. Is it meat for any work? Behold, when it was whole, it was meat for no work. How much less shall it be meat yet for any work when the fire hath devoured it and it is burned? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees. So this is pretty common. He starts with a metaphor that's not particularly effective because he's God. Why would he think of a good metaphor? So he starts with a pretty poor metaphor. And then he says, this is how the Jews will be. And then we continue for 7,000 or 8,000 years, and then that's your Bible. That's pretty much how it goes. Let's see if I was right. That's the Lord. Okay. As the vine tree, I cheated a little bit because I saw as the vine tree. So once I saw that, I was pretty sure. But it could have said, as the vine tree among the hourglass, so are the days of our life. As the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fuel or to the fire for fuel, so will I give, guess what, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them, and they shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass, saith the Lord God. So that's the short one. Now this is the long A one. This is the effing long A one. Okay, Ezekiel 16. We can do this, guys. We can get through it. Show must go on. Show must go on. I hear singing in falsetto to Queen, like as loud as you can, helps. So sorry, I'm just going to have to do it. Show must go on. I love that song. Queen was really good. Can't help it, I'm a big Queen fan. What does he say there? It's like super high. Out with a show. And then the guitar comes in. I'm making up that this helps throwing up, which is probably the opposite of true. It probably doesn't help. Ooh, man. Oh, okay. Oh, ooh, feeling. I might have to pause it here. Hold on. All right, I'm back. I had to pretty much just brace myself for several minutes, but I think it's okay. Behind the scenes. All right. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, you know, that's how I feel. Again, with the word of the Lord coming to you saying, son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. And then I said, haven't I been doing that for the past several years in this book? God, seriously, it's guys, after what we've read, after all we've been through together, God comes down and says, like, hey, Ezekiel, is that what book we're on? Yeah, that's Ezekiel. Okay. I've written a lot of them. Sorry, it's pretty tough. I've inspired a divinely inspired several books. Hard for me, God, to keep track of which, you know, prophet I'm talking to. But if you say you're Ezekiel, I'll believe you. Ezekiel, could you tell Jerusalem about how shitty they are? Just like, yeah, everyone's been doing that for 1,000 years. We get it. Oh my God. Or we don't get it. If I was one of the Jews, I'd be like, yeah, God, it's not going to change. It's been thousands of years of the same crap. Just give it up already. Either be happy with how we are or do a little God miracle and then we'll all be better or something. Like, anyway, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is one of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite and thy mother was a Hittite. So I also miss my hockey game because of podcasting, which I tend to do on Wednesdays. I didn't realize how impossible Wednesdays would be. But now I'm glad I did. Oh, man, I'd be thrown up on the ice. Or maybe I wouldn't have eaten the Mexican food, which might have caused this. I don't know. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned. Go on. And thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now, when I passed by thee and look upon thee, behold, thy time was out of love, and I spread my skirt over thee. Go on, and cover thy nakedness. Oh, yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. There's a lot of metaphors where Jerusalem gets to be like the beautiful woman. Must be funny, like, if you're picking metaphors. Hey, can we be the, you know, be the hot, you know, like the virgin woman that you're like leading toward womanhood. That's the, oh man. Oh, sorry. Didn't puke, so sorry, I'm not editing that. I held it in. Then washed I with thee. This must be the most unpleasant podcast anyone's ever listened to. Hey, you don't get this stuff anywhere else, okay? Which is good or bad. That could be bad. Maybe I should have learned by now. Like, maybe there's a reason you don't get this kind of stuff anywhere else. At least that I know of. I don't really listen to any podcasts. But I'm guessing that you don't get this kind of podcasting anywhere else. Okay. We could do this, guys. How's my drum sound? It's my desk, but I need like a little snare. I like drumming sometimes. It helps with the story. Like, ba-ba-da-da. Anyway, then I wash thee with water. I love all this sexual, like, you know, metaphors that they do. Like, Jerusalem is just this hot woman that's like growing up. Then I wash thee with water. Oh, yeah. I thoroughly washed away the blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Yeah, I did. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin. I shod her with badger skin. I don't know what that means. And I girded thee about with fine linen, and covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments. And I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears. And then we made sweet, sweet love. Jerusalem, all of Jerusalem is just like, what does that mean metaphorically? And a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playedest the harlot. Here's where it starts. Playedest the harlot because of thy renown, and pouredest out thy fornications on everyone that passed by. His it was. And of thy garments didst thou take and deckedst. A lot of STs going on now. In thy high places with divers colors, and playedest the harlot thereupon, like the things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Oh, I get it. So you raised this woman like a father figure, and then you're disappointed when she goes out and has sex with other men. Like, darn it, you should be boning the one who raised you, right? That's not creepy at all. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I have given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them, and took thy broidered garments and covered them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, saith the Lord God. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? And in all thine abominations and in thine whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and wast polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord God, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee an high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and thou hast opened thy feet to every one that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh. Do we ever get to hear the other side of this story? I'm not really joking, because we hear a lot of this crap, like, oh, all this stuff you did, you did this, you did this. But we don't get to hear a lot from the perspective of, you know, of the Jews. Are they like, well, we didn't feel we had a choice. We, you know. Maybe there's a story there, like, hey, we're working two jobs trying to make ends meet, and, you know, we just thought if we worship these other gods, maybe it'll help, you know? I don't know, maybe there's something. We're only hearing one side of things. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. I think back then, this is just a guess, I bet they were really repressed and horny or something, and so they just loved using these metaphors. They're like, this is like their 50 Shades of Grey. This is like their erotica. They're like, oh yeah, Jerusalem, you've what did Jerusalem do next? Totally fornicated with the land of Canaan. Oh, that's so hot. They have to use these stupid metaphors. How about you just say, like, what they did? This is not adding anything to make it like a woman. You know, and by today's standards, that's fine. Like, women date. Women, they have sex with men, you know? They probably did a lot back then, too, but just maybe not as much and probably got in trouble if they did. But nowadays, so, you know, God, you didn't pick a very timeless metaphor. It's like, yeah, okay, so this is an average week, you know? For some girls, I don't know. Some girls it is. Some girls it isn't. This is an average week for a girl on Tinder or something. Maybe they met up with several different nations. They're going to see who they're going to go with, you know? It's just not an effective metaphor anymore. But back then, it was like 50 Shades of Grey kind of stuff. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, and that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committeth adultery. Sorry, I had to decide if I was yawning or throwing up. I wasn't. I was worried at first. I didn't know which. Which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. Oh, and the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredoms, whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredoms. And in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Excuse me. Wherefore are, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms within. Just to reiterate, you know, in case we're through our refractory period and want to give it another go. Thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers and all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children, which thou didst give unto them. Behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers, with whom thou hast taken pleasure, just to emphasize more, and because I'm not beating this metaphor to death, and all them that thou hast loved, and all them that thou hast hated, and I will gather them round about against thee. Uh-oh, big gangbang scene at the end here. And will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. Bow chicka bow wow. And I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood and fury and jealousy. And I will also give thee into their hand. And they shall throw down thine eminent place, and shall break down thy high places, and shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. Can we be done with this yet? They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones. All right, that's a little less sexual. And thrust thee through with their swords. Well, we're back again. And they shall burn thine houses with fire, and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and also shalt give no hire any more. So will I make my fury toward thee to rest, and I shall depart from thee, and I shall be quiet, and will no more be angry. Because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things, behold, therefore I also will recompense thy way upon thine head, saith the Lord God, and thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Behold, excuse me, everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. As art thy mother's daughter that lauded her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters which loathed Did I say loddeth? It's loatheth. Yeah, I know. It's a word I come across every day. Loatheth. Loatheth their husbands and their children. Your mother was an Hittite. Your mother was a hamster? What is the line? And your father smelled of something, elderberries or something. And thine elder sister is Samaria. She and her... What? You've lost me now, God. I don't know. I get the drift of it. Again, if I'm here, Mr. Pride of Jerusalem, you know, a member of the nation, I'd be like, yeah, I think I get the gist of this. Basically, we suck. But what is all this stuff about my sisters, daughters? What does that mean? I get it. I suck. I'm with you. Yet thou hast not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations. But as if that were a very little thing, thou wast corrupted more than they in all thy ways. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread and abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. Neither hath Samaria committed half thy sins, but thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than thee. God, if you're... Oh my God, this is... I know I keep saying things like this, but it's so dumb. If Jerusalem's so bad, just pick a different nation to be your chosen people. You just said Samaria is like way better. Go with Samaria. Transfer over. Redo it with them. You know, like have another prophet. And it's just so... Thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than they, and hast justified thy sisters in all thine abominations which thou hast done. Thou also, which hast judged by thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou, yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame, in that thou hast justified thy sisters. When I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her sisters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then I will bring again the captivity of thy captives in the midst of them, that thou mayest bear thine own shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, in all that thou art a comfort unto them. When thy sisters Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former estate, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former estate, then thou and thy daughters shall return to your former estate. All right, then we'll all be at our former estates. I get it. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in thy day of pride. What? Before thy wickedness was discovered, as at the time of thy reproach of the daughters of Syria and all that are round about her, the daughters of the Philistines, which despise thee round about, thou hast borne thy lewdness and thine abominations, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which hast despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters and thine elder and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou that shalt know that I am the Lord, that thou mayest remember and be confounded and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. All right, 17. That's, yeah, normal size. So last chapter. That was a long one. And the word came of the Lord came again. Oh my God. Okay, sorry. And I'm just in disbelief. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle. Ooh, a riddle. I like riddles. And speak a parable unto the house of the Lord. I have a feeling this will be just a really dumb riddle. That's my guess. Hold on. And say, thus saith the Lord God, a great eagle with great wings, long-winded, full of feathers, which has diverse colors, came unto Lebanon. Yeah, this is going to be a shitty riddle. Guys, Brace yourselves for a really crappy riddle. Came unto Lebanon and took the highest branch of the cedar. He cropped off the top of his young twigs and carried it into a land of traffic. He set it in a city of merchants. Where do you bury the survivors? That's the riddle. He took also of the seed of the land and planted it in a fruitful field. He placed it by great waters and set it as a willow tree, and it grew and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and the roots thereof were under him. So it became a vine and brought forth branches and shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many... All right. Sorry, I just keep thinking of different jokes. And many feathers, and behold, this eagle was traveling at 20 miles per hour to the east direction. And this vine did bend her roots toward him and shot forth her branches toward him that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. It was planted in a good soil by the great waters that it might bring forth branches and that it might bear fruit, that it might be a goodly vine. Thus say thou, thus saith the Lord God, shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof and cut off the fruit thereof, that it wither? It shall wither in all the leaves of her spring, even without great power of many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it... Okay, guys, brace yourselves. First off, this was a terrible riddle. It wasn't even a riddle. It was just a parable, I guess. But he said both. I was hoping for a riddle, like, oh, and then the doctor said, that's my son. And then it was like, how is it possible that it's both their sons? Anyway, he said, yeah, this turns out it's just another terrible, like, really bad illustration of that Jerusalem sucks. That's all it is. Every single one of these, the end result is, yeah, Jerusalem sucks. It shall wither in the furrows where it grew. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, say now to the rebellious house. Let me ask you this. Who is still listening at this point? Who could possibly have their mind changed by yet another example? You know, like, you're either in or you're out. I mean, I would have been out after word four. But if someone's staying, they're already with you. Like, if who in the world is like, well, after the first 60 little parables saying that we suck, I didn't believe it. But on parable 61, I really, really saw the error of my ways. Say now to the rebellious house, know ye not what these things mean? Tell them, behold, the king of Babylon is come to Jerusalem, and hath taken the king thereof and the princess thereof, and led them with him to Babylon, and hath taken of the king's seed, and made a covenant with him, and hath taken an oath of him. He hath also taken the mighty of the land, that the kingdom might be base, that it might not lift itself up, but by this keeping of his covenant it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and much people. Shall he prosper? Shall he escape that doeth such things? Now I'm starting to get cold. I'm worried that something I ate was bad. This is not normal for me. I'm starting to get kind of like cold, which I'm always hot, and I'm wearing plenty of clothes, and I'm feeling really sick. This is fun. Ever had someone get sick live on air for, well, not live, but, you know, during the course of a podcast? I didn't think so. We're almost done. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely in the place where the king dwelleth that made him king, whose oath he despised and whose covenant he brake, even with him in the midst of Babylon shall he die. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war by casting up mounts or building forts to cut off many persons, seeing he despised the oath by breaking the covenant, when lo, he hath given his hand and hath done all these things. He did not escape. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, as I live, surely mine oath that he hath despised, and my covenant that he hath broken, even it will I recompense upon his own head. And I will spread my net upon him, and he shall be taken into my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon. and will plead with him that there for trespass that he hath trespassed against me, and all his fugitives, and all the king's horses, and all the king's men, with all his band shall fall by the sword, and they that shall remain shall be scattered toward all the winds. And ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take off the highest branch of the high cedar, and I will... What if he's actually being literal this whole time? Like, he's just telling us about his gardening plans? Like, first he was telling us about a virgin that he, like, raised up and then was, you know... That got a little messy, but now he's like... And anyway, this is not actually a parable. I just wanted to tell you what I plan to do with the place, with the garden. There's a vine that I'm going to chop off. I will crop it off from the top of his young twigs, a tender one, and will plant it upon a high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel I will plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof they shall dwell. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. And maybe next season I will plant some tomatoes. These are my gardening plans. Signed, the Lord. T. Lord. Yeah, so that's the end. All right, I'm not going to dilly-dally because I think I need to go. Thank you, patrons. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. Patreon.com/TNTheB. Your support means a lot. I really need it, especially to pay for medicine right now and hospital bills. No, I'm sure it'll be fine. Please pledge. It means a lot. I need it to get the show going. I'm still paying off a lot of equipment, by the way. I'm not yet in the black. Thank you guys. I love you guys, and see you next week.